Bill Johnson, a professor of geology and geophysics at the University of Utah, zips past an oncoming train on this narrow causeway crossing the Great Salt Lake. A green canoe is strapped to his Subaru, and four graduate students are packed along for the ride. They're headed out to the middle of the lake to test the waters. Built in 1959, this rock runway isolated the lake's north arm, known as Gunnison Bay, which, as it turned out, was saturated with salt, 9 times saltier than the ocean, in fact. The water takes on a purplish hue. The main part of the lake, by comparison, is blue. It's also salty, but inflowing fresh water from the Jordan, Weber, and Bear rivers keep it more hospitable for migrating birds, brine shrimp, and industries that harvest salt and other minerals from the water. A few years ago, Union Pacific closed 2 crumbling culverts connecting the 2 sides of the causeway for safety. Despite that barrier, though, Johnson says water still seeps into the south arm through the causeway, creating a deep brine layer. The high concentration of methylmercury in the lake has worried many for years. It's a neurotoxin. It's particularly dangerous for babies, but also adults if consumed in high doses. Still, Johnson says we don't know enough yet about how methylmercury develops in the deep brine layer to say that keeping the causeway closed would keep mercury out of the environment. He says it should be studied more. Laura Ault is with Utah's Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. The state and the railroad company plan to build a new bridge in the causeway to manage flows and salinity levels in the next few years. But the lake's extreme low levels are also complicating things for lake users. Mineral mining companies are extending their intake canals. Islands normally used by birds for nesting are no longer islands, making the birds vulnerable to predators. What's more, Johnson says he and others who study toxins in the lake worry what could happen if the lake bed is exposed due to continued drought, climate change, or damming the Bear River, as is proposed by state water managers. For The Source on Utah Public Radio, I'm Ross Chambliss.